Hey guys, so today I just wanted to do a fun little questionnaire, and so I thought I'd do Dante Creates 50 Random Questions. Before I get started, I'm just going to apologize for any noises you hear in the background. My dad's building a deck right now, so there's some sawing and some hammering, and yeah, so you might hear that. I'll try and edit it out as much as I can, but you know, gotta keep the integrity of the audio still. So, let's get started with this questionnaire. Number one, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no? Yes. Number two, do you have a crush on a member of this community? Yes. Number three, who would you have sex with if given total consent? Probably, like, if his wife was okay with it, Adam Driver. Like Kylo Ren, you know? That would be awesome. I feel like he just knows how to rail someone. Number four. Have you given or received anal IRL? No, I have not. To both. Number five. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? Probably receive, I think. Yeah. Number six, what is your favorite tag? My favorite tag. I guess the daddy tag. Like an M for F kind of daddy tag. Yeah. Number seven, is there a tag you'd really want to try writing / recording? I think probably cream pie. I think I'll do something like that in the near future. Number eight, are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, I'm not. Number nine, have you ever fucked in a car? No. I want to, but no. Number 10, do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? When I'm listening, rougher audios, but I guess I kind of create more vanilla content for now. 11, does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? No. That would be very embarrassing for me. Not that it's something to be ashamed of, it's just, it would be, yeah. Yeah. okay, number 12. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Okay, this is gonna sound weird, but there's, in Canada, a ice cream flavor that only comes out for Christmas called candy cane ice cream. And it's the best thing ever, and it's my favorite ice cream, and I'm currently waiting to get some right now. So, yeah. Number 13. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Well, based on my answer, you can tell that I pronounce it as aunt. Yeah. Number 14. Name your favorite video game, if any. Any of the Sims games. So, like, The Sims, Sims 2, Sims 3, or Sims 4. I currently play Sims 4 the most just because of kind of compatibility and all that, but I love The Sims 3 too. So yeah. Number 15, can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute? No, I cannot. I can't juggle to save my life, so if someone was to kill me and be like, I won't kill you if you juggle, I'd be dead. Yeah, because I can't juggle whatsoever. Number 16, what is your single best talent? If you can't think of one, pick a favorite. I'm a really good interior designer, I guess. Like, I'm able to make really nice looking rooms, I think. So yeah. I don't know if that's a talent or a skill, but I'll just say it's a talent. Number 17, what direction are you facing right now? I am currently facing west. So yeah. Number 18, if you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My AirPods. So let's not throw a brick to my left, because those things are expensive, and I really don't want my babies to be damaged. Number 19, what is your alcoholic drink of choice? Like a pina colada or a frozen hard lemonade. I really like the summery drinks. Or a Long Island iced tea, I guess. Yeah. What alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Probably tequila. I hate tequila. Number 21. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? I mean, I can. I don't like to. Like, I can drink some whiskey out of a glass, like fancy men do, but I don't like it that much. Number 22, have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? No, I have not, and I don't really see myself doing it as well, because there's a lot of dubious consent there. Number 23, favorite sex position, least favorite sex position. My favorite is like doggy, but like my upper body's like on the bed, like not, so I'm not like on my hands and knees, but like, so like my chest and my face are like on the bed. That's my favorite. Least favorite, I don't think I can have a least favorite. They're all pretty good, in their own ways, I guess. Yeah. Number 24, are you currently a dom, sub, or switch? A lot of people think I'm kind of like a dom from my one script fill, the blowjob script fill, but I'm really not. I'm a really big sub, so. 25, do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? Well, I mean, not really, because that just means, like, M for M audios, really, so, yeah. I don't really listen to those, because it's kind of, like, fetishizing gay men, in my opinion, so I don't do it. 26, have you had a same-sex erotic experience IRL? If no, would you like to try one? Yes, I would, because I like girls as well. Even though I just kind of make audios for men, I like girls too. 27, do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? No, not necessarily. There are some highly sexual people who don't know just basic things about, like, the female body, and it's really sad, but, you know, it's just, they want to stick it in a hole and do things, and that's it. So, yeah. 28, what brought you to this community? I've been in and out of this community, like, as a listener for a little bit, for, like, a little while, but, recently, what brought me to this community? Probably TikTok. There's been some, like, TikToks going around with, like, Professor Cal and that kind of stuff. He's got a really big following on TikTok. So yeah. And I was just kind of like, oh yeah, that exists again. And, yeah, I came back. So yeah. And I really enjoy it here. 29, what keeps you here? Probably just all the lovely people. Like, you know, people might not think this, but the people who create content here and who listen to it are really sweet. So, yeah. 30. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios, how would you describe why you do it? Well, I really hope that doesn't happen, but I don't even know what I would say. I don't know what I would say. I don't know. 31. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. I'm really bad at whistling. Like, I can whistle, like... Like, I guess I can do La Vie en Rose. Like... Yeah, so... Number 32. Can you use chopsticks? I can. Number 33. Do you say soda pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? Pop. Yeah, I say pop. I'm Canadian. We say pop, I think. Got me a pop, yeah. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? This is question 34. It was Ariana Grande, which was awesome. And number 35, have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No, I have not. Number 36, have you ever kicked a man in the balls? I think I kicked one of my brothers in the balls a few times. So yeah. Number 37, do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Yes, because it's very important to vote. And, you know, I have the right to, so I will exercise that right. Number 38, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Yes. Very much so, yes. Especially if it's like a crunchy peanut butter with a grape jelly. Very good. Number 39, broccoli, yes or no? Yes. I prefer raw broccoli to cooked broccoli, to be honest. So I would probably say no to cooked broccoli, but yes to raw broccoli. 40. Butter or margarine? Butter all the way. I used to eat a lot of margarine, but, I like butter. It's better. 41. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Carnivore. 42. Favorite cartoon as a child? Let me see. I had a few. I really liked Dexter's Laboratory as a kid, or Scooby-Doo as well. I really liked Scooby-Doo. Yeah, I would say Scooby-Doo. 43, do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? Yeah, honestly. 44, what is your favorite part of sex? Getting to feel good and making someone else feel good. 45. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Awkward, because it's just me and my fingers. And yeah, which sounds a bit weird, but that's all it is. Okay, I can't do 46. Can't do 47, because I haven't done that yet, but 48. What is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Cocksuckers. That's what it says. Cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving a man crazy? I mean, just listen to what he wants. Like, it's just that simple. Like, just listen to how he responds and keep doing whatever makes him kind of go crazy. And, you know, don't stop that. Because as soon as you stop, then it's not as good. That's such a, like, vanilla response. Whatever. 49. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. Yes, I do. I actually have it right beside me. It's a stuffed animal. It's a stuffed frog from Build-A-Bear. His name is Tad, short for Tadpole. First name Tad, last name Pole. And I like to hold him while I sleep because it makes me feel comfortable and safe. So yeah. 50, last question. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Hmm. Where would I want? That's really tough. Oh, there's this, so in Toronto, there's a thing called the CN Tower, which is like a really, really tall tower in Canada. And they have these things where you can like get harnessed and you can like lean off the edge of the CN Tower. And I think it'd be really thrilling to get harnessed in and fuck someone on the edge of the CN Tower. Probably really dangerous, but sounds fun, doesn't it? So, yeah. That was all 50 questions. This was really, really fun. And I hope you guys enjoyed this and got to know a little bit more about me. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in my next audio. Bye-bye!